And so to finish off this episode, I thought we could explore the emotional power of Christmas music.
Mm.
Other holidays are available, not everybody celebrates Christmas, but I think Christmas music and capitalism are just inescapable, and they've made their way around the globe. So wherever you live, you've probably been exposed to this music. And to help us unpick it, we have got a guest in the studio, Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Not at all.
So Crowd Science listeners will not recognise your voice before because you've not been on as a guest, but you have worked on one of our shows, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
I worked on a show that was looking into panic attacks, and I created the sound of a panic attack as described by the presenter on the show.
Double it. Cube it. Crank up the volume, the speed. Turn the voice in your head to a cacophony of yells. The fidgety tremor to tightening muscles, crushing chest.
I must say, I did feel like at the end of it, stepping away from the computer because it was...
Like having a panic attack.
Yes.
Job done.
Yeah, tick.
Well, thank you for doing that. And yeah, if listeners haven't listened to that episode, then it's really worth checking out. We heard from Tim earlier on, and also that specific section is a really powerful one. We haven't got you in the studio today, though, to make everyone feel uncomfortable and play high-pitched sounds.
Oh. All right, okay.
But we wanted to get your expertise on Christmas songs and what makes a Christmas song Christmassy.
Right.
So you've got a keyboard in front of you.
It's a dinky little keyboard.
So maybe you could just play us some examples of things that we traditionally think of as kind of classic Christmassy sort of chords or songs.
Well, when we're looking at Christmas music, a lot of the Christmas music that we would listen to was written in the 40s, 50s and 60s. And a huge amount of it has a lot of chromatic harmony in it. By chromatic harmony, I mean notes that aren't in your normal scale. So let's say you've got a C major chord. A lot of them use things like sixths, like that. And a lot of these songs since have harked back to that sort of sound. You know, if you're looking at Mariah Carey, that's the most played song. And it uses these harmonies that come from 1940s and 50s songs. And in fact, there's one chord, what they call the diminished subdominant.
Yeah.
That. Now, the same chord sequence appears in White Christmas. So you've got... Children, listen. And it does the same thing. So you're harking back to a sound that you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point, I guess, is that in some ways it's kind of arbitrary, like what we've decided on as the sound of Christmas, maybe, or maybe not, maybe you'll pick up on that. But now it's repeating itself, and so that we've got this sort of library of what we think of as Christmas, and so we're kind of riffing on that.
Yeah, I think if you look at sort of the advent of recorded music, these songs came out at a time where, of course, radio in the 50s, families everywhere listening to the same songs, so people would have that common point of reference.
Yeah, okay, so it's almost as if those specific songs came along at a time. They were almost the first songs where everybody, kind of like the pop equivalent of hymns or carols, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. There's a great paper written by a guy called Joe Bennett from the Music College in Berkeley. And he talks about the fact that throughout the rest of the year, we're happy to hear songs that have a completely different themes as well. So they're all to do with things like new beginnings, new relationships, putting yourself out there. But at Christmas, we like to hear things that are nostalgic.
Mm.
And this sound of the sort of 50s, 40s, 50s and 60s is very nostalgic, and it makes us feel safe and thinking about coming home.
And so I said earlier that it's almost arbitrary what we've kind of decided on as the sound of Christmas, but maybe that's actually not true. Like, are there kind of certain musical qualities that we are, you know, I don't know, like things being soothing, or the classic would be, you know, the sound of like bells, ringing bells, right?
Well, in this study, Joe Bennett had a look at the top 78 songs that were played on Spotify that were Christmas songs. And 49% had sleigh bells on them.
Mm.
Four beats to a bar. Very few of these popular songs have anything other than 4-4 or 4-4 with a swing. Also, Michael Bublé is across everything. I think it was something like 10% of the most popular songs. But they're not original songs, a huge amount of them are covers.
Old but new.
Old but new, yeah.
So, Jane, what is the recipe for a perfect Christmas song?
Something in a major key, something in 4/4 time with sleigh bells if you can, harmony with sevenths and ninths and sixths and diminished chords, and something sung by Michael Bublé.
There you go. Composers take note. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in, Jane.
Pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you. I hope you have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.